these people.
Well, first of all, I just want to preface by saying that you're obviously doing something right, because every time I come on your show, there's intense warfare, and that's exactly what we're talking about.
In these last days, God's people need to speak the truth. Hi, I'm David Heavener, and I'm doing just that with my brand new show, David Heavener Live, where we cover topics the church won't. Join me each and every week with my guest on David Heavener Live.
So good to be with you guys. You know, every once in a while, we're going to do a show that's just going to be, it's almost too unbelievable. It's almost too much to be true. But it is, sadly, unfortunately. All right. So what are we talking about? Well, the Mormons have Joseph Smith, and the Muslims have Muhammad, and the deep state's got George Soros, and Hollywood has, I don't know, George Clooney. But now aliens have a God. Now aliens have a religion. Matter of fact, this religion has been around for quite some time. Raelians, the Raelians, all right? And here we got a guy here that I guess is the head of this religion. He formed it. We're talking about him. He says Jesus is an alien. Says Jesus is an alien. And you know what? There'll come a day, folks. There'll come a day where they'll be worshiping aliens in churches all across America. I'm telling you, they will. Because why? Not just America, around the world. And why is that? Because, you see, the scandemic, this last epidemic we had, was just a beta test to see where people would run to. Would they run to their faith, or would they run to fear? Well, they ran to fear. They closed down the churches, turned them into jab junctions, and everybody ran to the God of pharmacy. So what's going to happen again is we have a bigger event, and somebody's going to show up saying they're from another planet, and everybody's going to run to them. Why? Because they can heal you, because they can make you smarter, younger, maybe even raise the dead. And people like this guy we're talking about, is going to be behind it. And what are we talking about? Raelians. It's a UFO religion founded in 1974. Raelianism, self-described, it was founded by a guy named, his name was, Claude Voron. Now he calls himself Rael, which happens to be the last part of Israel. and this is how it started, folks. He's got this organization that's worldwide now. And I'm telling you, this reads like a bad sci-fi script written by some drunken sailor. Now, he's a French guy. And like I say, in the 70s, he went into, and I'm going to paraphrase this, and I'm going to bring my guest on in just a minute, that was part of this movement for many years. He's going to talk about how he got in it, what it's about, and how he got out of it. But supposedly, this Claude guy, who now calls himself Rael, goes into near this volcano, sees a bright light. I guess maybe he enters the volcano, I don't know. Sees a bright light, and then the stairs opens, and this little thing comes out, looks like a child, and tells Rael, Claude, you need to go get a pencil and paper, because I'm Jesus, and I'm going to give you everything you need to know. In other words, I'm going to give you stuff that's not in the Bible. The Bible's not enough. I'm here to, you know, to give it to you. And by the way, Rael, he says he's the brother of Jesus. Yeah. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, folks. And see, the theme here is not that God is really God who created the earth. It's Elohim. And this is how they do it. They manipulate it. This Elohim supposedly means from the sky, coming from the sky, alien, Elohim, which is God, but not their Elohim. They hijacked it, which makes it some part of whacked out religion. And by the way, they say Noah wasn't a boat, that Noah was a rocket. And Yahweh, Jesus, was an ET. 25,000 years old. You can't make this stuff up. It just get, and you know what? People are getting sucked into this stuff. All right? Getting sucked into it. I want to show you a picture of this guy right now. Let's take a look at him. Claude. I'm going to call him Claude. He calls himself Rael. Looks like Cat Stevens, you know. And I saw a video on him. He's a good talker. Got that French accent. You know, ladies love that stuff. But here's something else too. You know, before we get into it, I'm going to bring my guest on. I'm going to bring Pierre on. Pierre's in Montreal. Pierre, how are you there, brother?
Very well, very well.
Good. So, Pierre, you were part of this, how do you pronounce it?
Raelian movement.
Yeah.
But the experts, like the sociologist of religion, say it's a new religious movement. They classify it in a UFO religion.
Yeah, it's a UFO religion. So you got sucked into this. How long ago did you get sucked into it? How many years ago?
I discovered that in 1976.
Okay.
When I was 20 years old.
Okay.
It was my mother who said to me, hey, there's a guy on the radio talking about ETs. I listened a little bit, but not that much. Uh-huh. 1 week after, I hear him on the radio. And that time, I called the radio station to know the exact titles of the books. He had two books at the time. And I still have my first book that I brought at that time. Yeah. It was Le Livre qui dit la vérité, or The Book Which Tells the Truth, The Message Given to Me by Extraterrestrials.
Okay. So let me ask you a question, Pierre. You listened to him on the radio and you got this book, you started reading the book. Were you a Christian at this time? Were you a believer?
Yes.
You were.
I was a Christian, but I was not going to church. I stopped going to church at 17.
Okay. What denomination were you there?
I was raised in a Catholic family.
Okay.
And I really like the church. I really like it. But at 17, I stopped going there. At the time, it was here in Montreal. We call it the Go-Go Church. It was some very pop music instead of regular songs. So that was something special.
I'm sorry, Pierre. Claude, yep. Who Ray, I call himself Rael. I'm gonna call him Claude. Claude. He started this church there in Montreal, and he was in Montreal. Yep. So you went to his church, and it was called the Go-Go Church.
Well, in fact, he started in France in 1974, but he came to Montreal in 1976 in November. But I didn't saw him at that time.
Okay.
It's only when I heard him on the radio. It was December 1976. And okay. To be honest, I read the book, and 1 week after, I was in.
Okay. So you went to the church. How many people were in the church when you went to it, the congregation?
Oh, at the beginning, we were about 50 people in Montreal, not more.
Okay. All right. Mostly women or men or a mix of both?
A little mix of both, but perhaps a little bit more men.
Men? What about the age? What were the demographics? Were they young? Because you were young at that
time. At the time, we were all very young.
All very
young. I was 20, like I said, and some people were 30. It was not, it was mostly young people.
Okay. All right. So what about the book? What was it that was the main message in the book and in his teaching and his preaching that, that got you sucked in? What sold you? What was the main, the core theme?
Well, of course, the fact that he was saying that the Elohim, which for Raelians, like you said before, is the creators, because we use the plural of the word Elohim, creators, and that his mission, Rael's mission, was to spread this message all over the world and to build an embassy, which the Raelians called the third temple predicted in the scriptures. And they say that the Elohim, those extraterrestrial, will come back with the old prophet, Jesus, Moses, Elijah, but they also add Mohammed and Buddha. And the reason why they, at the beginning, Rael thought that he was chosen, but later he learned that he was not chosen, but he was created to do this mission. Uh-huh. And he explained that as Jesus was the son of an extraterrestrial, Yahweh, because for Raelians, Yahweh and Jesus are two different persons.
Okay. All right. They say
so. Yahweh is the father of Jesus, and Rael explained that he is also his father.
Okay, so
they had an union with a woman of the earth, and to my understanding today, that makes him a hybrid, like L.A. Marzulli is speaking about.
Okay.
In that time, it will be like in the days of Noah. So okay, Rael Pierre. Is a hybrid.
Hey, Pierre. Pierre, hang on 1 second. You're going a little bit too fast for me, okay? I want to try to stay on topic. All right, so he's the brother of Jesus, okay? He's the brother of Jesus, all right? Now, he was a created being. He's not claiming to be God. He's claiming to be created. What was his main message? What was he trying to tell you and everybody else got sucked in, that's been sucked into this religion? What is the main thing? If you could tell somebody in 10 seconds why, what it is he's trying to sell them, what would that be?
Well, the way he explained it, first he says, before this, we had the religions saying, please believe in God, believe in God. And now for the first time, our creators are sending a message, a prophet who is telling us, try to understand. And what do we have to understand is that first, there is no evolution. Evolution is a lie. We have been scientifically created in laboratory by these extraterrestrials. And Yahweh was the one in charge of creation. So like you said before, the word Elohim has been wrongly translated by the word God. And in fact, Elohim means for the Raelians, those who came from the sky. Okay. So these people in 1945, when they saw Hiroshima, they said, wow, the time of the end has come. We must send the last messenger, the last prophet before the judgment. And okay, that's why they conceived Rael on December 25th, 1945. And he was born on September 30th, 1946.
Okay. All right.
And so, he had a normal life until that day in December 73. And so the message is, they are our creators. They will come back. For Raelians, it's the second coming of Jesus, because Jesus will come back with them. And of course, when they will arrive, it will be everywhere on television, and it will be a new age, the beginning of a new age.
All right. I want to talk about baptism. They believe in baptism. These Raelians believe in baptism. Matter of fact, how many people are there now that are part of this? About throughout the world?
Recently, they said that there was about 100,000 people believing in this member of that religion.
Okay, all right.
And so there's one thing I have to say, why I got in. It's because at the time when I was 20, I was still reading the Bible, but I was also a Star Trek fan.
Ah.
So what happened when I read the message, I said to myself, that is the mix between science and religion. And so it was like it was making sense for me, because Rael, if you read his book, you will see that he used the Bible, because the extraterrestrial told him after the first day, you will come back tomorrow, bring with you the Bible and something to take notes. I have a message for all humanity.
Okay.
And Rael takes...
Pierre, hang on one second, Pierre. I want to pause you because I want people to understand what you're talking about. So he went up to the volcano, I said earlier. Stairs came down. This little person came down. This person happened to be Jesus. Said, I want
Yahweh. You. Yahweh. It was Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Because for Raelians, Yahweh and Jesus are two different persons.
Okay, gotcha. He was Yahweh. Said to Claude, which calls himself Rael, go home, get a pencil and paper, come back. I'm going to give you some things that you need to write down to tell all of these people that's going to be part of this religion, right?
Yeah.
And now this is kind of an extra added feature to the Bible, correct? That this information.
In fact, the book, like I was beginning to say, if you read the book, Rael explained the Bible from Genesis to the book of Revelation. He takes the Bible. He doesn't really add to the Bible, but he takes the Bible and interpret it in a different manner by saying, it was not a god. Everything you see, the word Elohim, it's not a god. It's an extraterrestrial civilization. Or when you see angels, everywhere you see angels in the Bible, it is extraterrestrials.
Yeah. So what he's saying is these extraterrestrials, they are real aliens, but we come from that world. The aliens are spiritual, even though they're beings. They are the angels, they're the gods, they're the higher ups, they're the spiritual world. They give the answer as to how we were created and how we ended up here. That's kind of in a vague, you know, nutshell. Am I getting that kind of right? Yeah.
Aurelians, they are not spiritual. They are made of flesh and blood like us.
Okay.
And they live on another planet. They call it the planet of the Eternals because they have find the scientific technology to make themselves Eternals.
Yeah.
Through cloning.
Yeah, and this is where, folks, this is where we get into hybrids. This is where we get into the deception when this Antichrist is going to show up. And I've been on that bandwagon for a long time, Pierre, with L.A. Marzulli. I believe that the disclosure is going to be within the Antichrist system. And I think the Antichrist is going to be a what they call a superior, what they call an E.T. It's really demonic. And going to be deceiving everybody. And so what you're saying with this is aliens coming, being on other planets and being able to live forever and be having all this power fits right in to the story, to this synopsis I've been sharing with people through the years. It fits perfect.
What I think is, like you said, they are not really aliens. They masquerade as aliens. But I think today that they are fallen angels.
Yeah. Now, I do want to get into that. I want to get into the aspect of hybrid and fallen angels. Before I do that, I want to get into baptism. Now, do they believe in baptism? Do they have baptisms?
Yeah, Rael is doing what we call the transmission of the cellular plan. In fact, what he's doing is transmitting to the Elohim's computer our DNA information. And the reason, like I said, he always used the Bible and interpret it differently. So the reason why he's doing this Baptist, he says it's because of Revelation chapter 7, verse 3. Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put out a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our Elohim. So yeah. We use Revelation to justify this Raelian baptism.
Yeah. Now, so when they baptize, what you're saying, when he baptizes, he puts someone underwater, brings them back up, he's transferring their DNA to this Raelian computer somewhere in the sky on another planet. Is that kind of right?
He doesn't put people underwater. He just have some water. He put his hand in water only, and then he put his hand on the forehead, and he says that the water is to help the transmission, but it's not necessary to go totally underwater.
Okay. All right. Well, Pierre, you stay with me. We're going to be right back, okay? And folks, we're talking to Pierre. Pierre was part of the Raelian movement. We're going to talk about how he got out of it. We're going to talk about how does this now fit into the end times, the fallen angels and hybrids. It's going to shock you because even though it's too much to take in and believe, people are going to believe this. It's not believable that people will believe this, but people are going to believe this. I think it's the roadmap to what the Antichrist system is going to look like and the Antichrist himself. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about this scripture right here. 1 Timothy 4:1-2. In the spirit clearly says that in latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose conscience have been seared as with a hot iron. What exactly does that mean? That's what we're going to be talking about when we bring Pierre back. I want to just mention you guys, we are a ministry, and if you'd like to support the ministry, you can go to davidhebner.tv/give. We sure could use your donations. That would be awesome. Text the word CHOSEN to 91999 or call 844-806-0006. You can also call and contact us if you need prayer, okay? So our ministry is to say things that church won't, to wake up, watch, and mourn in these last days. And so many people have gotten blessed and saved over the years because of you, because of your prayers for us, your donations. And I just want to remind you that if you've got a vehicle or land you'd like to donate, or house, whatever, even a trailer, you can go to davidhebner.tv/car/, or call 855-500-RIDE, or call 844-277-HOME. That would be awesome. I appreciate it. Don't forget to be a member of David Hebner TV. We have Last Evangelist on there, episode 1 and episode 2. It's about the vaccine. And this is what we do, folks. This is our ministry. Wake up every morning and, beat the devil's tail. Because why? Because the church isn't doing it. And that's why we have people like Pierre to come on and be nice enough to share his experience on this. So Pierre, the head of this whole thing is Claude, calls himself Rael. And I'm thinking he may have gotten it because it's the last part of Israel. Because if you spell Israel, I-S-R-A-I-L, I-A-A-E-L, it's the last part of Israel.
Well, yet, we all know that in Hebrew, El is a diminutive of Elohim.
Yeah.
And Rael says, it's not true, I think, in Hebrew, but he says that Ra means the light of the Elohim. So he claims to be the light of the Elohim by the name they gave him. And
but what about Israel, Pierre? Is he pro-Israel, anti-Israel?
It's for the Jews, I would say, because when he receives messages, the first time, it's important to note, the first time he met Yahweh, it was a physical contact. Yahweh was face to face with him, and he was talking like a man talked to another man. Exactly, yeah. He compares it to when Moses was talking face to face with Yahweh.
Yeah. So
and
he says,
so they were.
So he says it's not true, but
yeah. So he said, of course.
Yeah. So
that's what the Rylians believe.
Yeah.
And but now he doesn't meet them physically anymore. He received a telepathic message once a year on August 6th, which is the anniversary of Hiroshima. And recently in 2015, he received a message about Israel. And when he received a message, it always starts like that. I, Yahweh, through the mouth of my prophet, Rael, I'm sending this message to the Jewish people. And
okay.
What was the message? And that message is totally contrary to what Christian believes, because Christian believe that Israel is there to stay. There may be war, but they will always win the war with the help of God. But Rael says the contrary. The message he received says, the Jewish people have betrayed the fantastic values of Judaism, and they are threatening to destroy our creation with atomic bombs. So for this reason, we are removing or withdrawing the protection we were giving to the Israel state.
So
what Rael says is that Israel will disappear, and there will be a new diaspora.
Okay, so he's anti-Israel, okay? So I asked you earlier, he is anti-Israel. Now, I want to ask you this question. I want to marry this together with fallen angels. Obviously, these are not ETs. They're interdimensional. They're demons. You know, he's got a demon in him if he's doing what he's doing, which I'm sure he is. That's what you say, and that's what I got other people say, 100,000. These are fallen angels. Do you believe that these Aurelians that live in other planets, that are these actually fallen angels? Are these the Nephilim, the same spirits of the sons of God that came to the daughters of men and birthed these Nephilims?
In fact, the way Aurelians see it, it's very strange because they also believe in Satan. They say that on the Elohim planet, there is a government, and that government has an opposition party. And this opposition party is led by Satan.
Okay.
Satan has always wanted to destroy humanity because he thinks it's a failed experiment. So that's the Rylian belief.
Okay, but
and
Pierre, hang on 1 second. They may believe in Satan, but so do Christians. So do we. We believe. Are you saying though they go one step further? They believe that Satan is going to have part in this eternal kingdom, that it's not really a hell people go to, that somehow he's partnered up with the Aurelians?
When you die, only, that's what the Rylians believe, only the Elohim presently can recreate someone, give them eternal life.
Okay.
If you're not recreated, because the Rylians believe in merit, I could say, if you're not recreated, you come from the dust, you return to the dust, and that's all.
Okay, but what does Satan have to do with it? Does he have any part in this? Is there a hell? Do people get sent to hell?
Like I said, Satan, when the Elohim came to the earth to create life, Satan was against the creation of life. But they did create life anyway. And the theme that is called the serpent in the Bible, it was a team of creators who decided to reveal the truth to the first humans, that they are not supernatural, they are humans, and that if we can have more scientific knowledge, we will be like the Elohim. That's exactly the lie of the garden.
Okay, is there a hell? Do the Israelians believe there's a hell?
The only thing, like I said, when you die, if you're not recreated, you go back to dust. That's all. But the Elohim say at the judgment, the final judgment, they are keeping the cells of malevolent people in a machine. And at the end of time, they will recreate these people to be judged. But Rael doesn't talk much about that. Okay. What I think is they will be judged and they will be destroyed. That's how I understand it.
All right, gotcha, gotcha. You said you were a fan of Star Trek. So that tells me, because I'm from Hollywood, that's my business, because we're making episode 1, 2, 3, and 4 of Last Evangel, mm-hmm. Times TV series. Would you agree with me that Hollywood's playing a part in selling this deception by sucking people into sci-fi? You were into sci-fi. Here comes Claude Rael, so he calls himself. It's got you kind of conditioned. He doesn't have to do as hard a work, that you're already halfway there watching Star Trek.
Yeah, because one of the preferred movies of the Raelians is Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
That's one of their, in other words, we have Passion of the Christ and they've got Close Encounters.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at this guy, Claude Rael. I put a picture. He looks like Cat Stevens. It's like something out of the 70s. I used to dress like that. And then, but let's dig, I dug a little deeper up here. And because he has an IMDb page, which you don't have an IMDb unless you're kind of known or you're an actor in Hollywood. I'm very familiar with IMDb. And
you will be surprised because my name is in IMDb.
Okay, well, hang on one second.
Because I've did some figurations in the TV series Future Man.
Okay, Pierre, hang on one second. So here we have Claude. This is Rael. Okay, and he's got some movies going on here. And what's the movie he was in? Prophet and the Space Aliens.
That was a documentary, yes.
All right, documentary. All right. And now he's got Free the Nipples for the Aliens. We're going to get into that. Okay, Free the Nipples. Folks, hang on to that. Before we get into it, I need to ask Pierre, how did you get out of this? What was it? And how long ago, how old were you when you got out of this?
Oh, I know I was 33 years in the movement, so that's 57, I think. Okay. I'm not sure, but I left out in 2009.
How'd you get out of it?
Because in 2002, the Raelians announced that they had created the first human clone. Okay. And even today, Raelians still say that this clone is real. But in 2009, I got some information that confirmed to me that this clone is not real. It was just a kind of publicity stunt.
Okay.
That decided me to say, okay, I'm leaving now.
Okay. And then you decided to go out. But you did mention earlier, you believe that these were hybrids. You believe they are hybrids. Do you believe that hybrids, part?
Hybrid.
Do you believe they're walking among us now, these hybrids? They are among us now up here?
Rael, if we listen to what Rael says, it's not my belief, but what Rael says is that they are not on the earth now. But what he says, something that maybe you don't know, In 1997, he created something that is called the Order of the Angels of Rael, Rael's Angels. This order is composed only of women, and these women sign a contract where they say, we will make love only with the prophet, which is only Rael presently, and with the Elohim when they will come back. Yeah. So if the Elohim are fallen angels and these women make love with them, that will be the hybrid.
Okay. All right. It's like Charlie's Angels, but it's Rael's Angels. And yeah. Now we're going to get into, Pierre, something that's behind every cult. I don't care. In cults, there's three things. There's money. There's money. There's power, which is control. And number three, there's sex. Now, that's what I'm going to do now. So he's married, two kids, but doesn't really get along with his wife because he has kind of an open view on sex where he can just about have sex with anybody that comes along. And so, therefore, out pops a movement that he comes up with. And let's put this up. This is called Topless, Go Topless by the Raelians, okay? A whole movement of women, women who go topless, okay? Now, I did some research on this, and the reason I wanted to bring this up is you always have a level of perversion in every one of these situations. Here we go. There he is. There's Cat Stevens right now, Claude himself going topless. You got a girl there with no top on.
Yeah, Cat Stevens at 78 years old.
78 years old, yeah. So he created this movement, and he has an open relationship with his wife, and has sex with anybody, everybody, anybody wants to. What's behind that? Or is there anything behind it except that he's just perverted? But there's got to be some philosophy. Like you said, he created Rael's Angels, and he explained why he's going to have relations with these women. But why go topless? What's the movement behind that? Does he want to have a whole harem or something?
My personal opinion is, it seems when I was Raelian, it seems that it was something okay because the first goal of these Rael girls was to develop femininity. And Rael says that femininity will save the world. Ah. And this go topless thing is because he reasoned, if men in summertime, when it's very hot, they can remove their shirt, why not let the woman remove their shirt also when it's very hot in the summertime?
So what he did is he tacked into another movement, the Women's Lib movement, who believes that they should have every right a man should have, which they should have every right a man. But, I mean, maybe not every right of taking their shirt off, you know. And there's certain places men shouldn't take their shirt off. Matter of fact, look
at... Of course, like I said, I think this is another kind of publicity to get attraction, because when they go, like in New York, they do a parade in the month of August. You can imagine how many men are there with their camera and video to film this. Yeah. So that's very attractive for people. And after they say, who's behind that? And then they say, oh, it's the Raelian movement. What's that? Oh, people believe we have been created by extraterrestrials. So it's a way to spread the message.
Okay. Pierre, my last question, and we're going to go underground. I hope you can stay with me because I'm sure my
viewers want
to go underground. They have a lot of questions for you. And by the way, thank you so much for sharing your story here. Let's get back to the spiritual nature, because that's why we're even doing this. This is why I'm even covering it. Otherwise, it's just a bad B movie script. Okay. If I was to write this and give it to a studio, they would just throw it back in my face and say, this is terrible. Nobody's going to believe it. It's hokey.
They might call it Elvis from Outer Space.
You're right. Which is a movie I actually did. But here's the thing. I want to go spiritual with it now. I want to dive in our last few minutes spiritually. Now, do you believe that he is being used by the world of Satan, of demons, to deceive people so that they will fall into this, so they will eventually start worshiping this, quote, these alien gods, because they're really demons? Or do you believe the guy's just delusional? He's just going to die one day and this thing will die with him. What's your thoughts on that?
That's, like I said, I know L.A. Marzulli.
Right.
Just want to do a small promotion for him.
Yeah.
His book, Further Evidence.
Right.
By L.A. Marzulli.
Right.
In that book, he has a chapter about Rael.
Okay.
And Marzulli is convinced that Rael really met something. So okay. That's the question. Did he really met a fallen angel? Or is he only a man with a vivid imagination who invented this whole story? So that's the big question, because the end of the story is the Elohim will return in the embassy. It will be taken for the majority of people as the second coming of Christ. And so what Rael says is the majority of religions will become Raelians in his eyes, or perhaps it's just a dream of him. But he says the majority of religion will accept this, but a small number of fanatics who will be afraid to lose their revenue and will argue this is an imposter or the Elohim have been sent by the devil. He already wrote that in his book.
Yeah.
So I think the end game of that is to create a one world government, a one world religion, and the hybrids.
Yeah, the hybrids. Yeah. I believe that this, when I say I believe, because it's not saith the Lord, I believe that it is two parts. Number one, I believe it is demonic. I believe he did meet a demon. Number two, I believe it's a beta test to see how far the demons can go, Satan, the Antichrist, can go to sell this bill of goods on people. Meaning if it keeps growing, yeah, it's successful. If it fizzles out, well, they got to kind of back up and start again. But in any case, what it's doing, Pierre, correct me if I'm wrong, it's conditioning people that this can be true. Whether they get sucked into it or not, they're going to hear about it and go, oh, it's a possibility. Oh, look at this. Maybe he did do this. You know, maybe the Antichrist will show up later on in life and refer back to this moment, and they'll start uncovering Claude and everything he did. And they'll go, yeah, he was the blueprint of what's happening. I'm going to give you the last few words, and then I want to bring Shanita on. We're going to be doing a little bit of prayer request. Do you have any final thoughts, anything you'd like to say to people out there that's gotten caught up into cults like you got caught up in? What can you say to them?
It's difficult to say, because some people, when they are in cults, they are so much brainwashed that they cannot be open to anything. And what I think is very dangerous with Rael is because he's using the Bible, is using the names of Yahweh and Jesus. And if, like Marzulli think, and I think, when they will land and every television of the world will be there to see it, that will be really the falling away. That's what I think.
Yeah, and it's possible. It's possible he could just die off and the religion dies off with him. But then, like I said, in 50 years, they could dig him back up, dig his teachings, and go, this guy was real. We didn't believe him, but he's now real. So, okay, I want to bring Shanita on to say hi, and you're going to stick around with us for Underground.
Okay.
Hang on 1 second. Shanita, how are you? Can't hear you.
I'm super grateful for Pierre being willing to, you know, examine things and see the light and come to salvation and be willing to share after all those years.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Shanita, have you known anybody that's gotten caught up in a cult Who would that be?
Well, I mean, I think I actually kind of led them into it because I didn't have the discernment to, I mean, you know, the people who practice that, or, you know, who draw people in, they're very skilled at manipulation and only letting you see what they want you to see.
Oh, sure. The biggest cults out there are the modern day church system, the apostate church system. It's the biggest cult, most deadly. See, this guy, Claude Riel, that Pierre talks about, it's interesting what he's doing. You know, it's different. It's like, oh boy, okay, this is different. But what's happening in these apostate churches, I'm talking about the fake churches, mm-hmm. is they're looking like God, smelling like God, tasting like God,
right.
But like the Pharisees were when Jesus walked the face of the earth. They're the sons of hell, where they would go all the way across the world and track down one person to make them twice the sons of hell that they are. And what we have to be careful of more than anything is not the Riels, though that is a dangerous situation, is the lying mm-hmm. church system. Because Shanita, Pierre, most people don't know that. They're caught up in
right.
it. They go to church Easter mm-hmm. Sunday morning, and they'll suck in the same lie and listen to the same, you know, preaching from the pulpit. I call it the pussycat preachers preaching to the canary congregation. And so I had to mention that because I don't want to just bring Riel into this thing without mentioning that it's right in our own backyard and we got to clean mm-hmm. that up. We got to be careful we send people, what churches we send to. Mm-hmm. Okay, Riel, thank you so much. We're going to be right back with you in just a moment.
Pierre, thank you.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Pierre.
Can I have a last word?
Oh, my God. Yeah, since I called you Riel, I was going to call you L.A., but I didn't do that.
If by any chance someone is curious and decide to read this book to see how far this is going, I advise them to pray before they read and to ask the Holy Spirit to give them discernment.
Okay. All right. Well, good. We'll talk about mm-hmm. that underground. Pierre, I'm so sorry to call you Riel, but you're Israel. Pierre, you're Israel. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much. Oh, boy. I hope he has a sense of humor. He does kind of look like L.A. Marzulli, though, a little bit from that angle, you know. Him mm-hmm. in LA. Interesting, though, what he said. The whole mm-hmm. thing is so interesting. And for mm-hmm. him to come on and admit he got caught up in it, that's humbling, you know, mm-hmm. you admit that. Mm-hmm. So, all right, what prayer requests, what praise reports do we have?
We are lifting up Vanessa and Myron. She was raised in the faith and then at university departed. But now she's also estranged from her mother because her mother cares enough to speak truth to her. But so just for wisdom and, you know, how to nurture or, well, maybe revive a broken relationship or.
Okay, be praying for Vanessa. And what's her mother's name?
We'll just keep just
Vanessa.
Vanessa and her mom. Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. Anybody else?
We are remembering Josh this week and Zach and Molly.
Mm-hmm. Josh, Zach, and Molly. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Remembering your mother, pray for your mom, for my sisters. For me, I got over that root canal, thank goodness. And what's amazing, I had no pain whatsoever. And people are going, and I appreciate your all's prayers. That's why I didn't have any pain, because you all were praying for me.
We are giving glory to God.
That's Isn't that supernatural, though? I went to
sure.
And no pain. Folks, I have not had one iota of pain. It wasn't painful when he was doing it. Of course, he stuck 1,000 needles in my jaw, but usually when it wears off, they even told me, said, you'll probably have to take a pain pill, but I didn't. I took a praise pill.
That's right.
Right. All right, Shanita, we've got Underground coming up here, and those, I've encouraged people to go to David Hebner TV and sign up, and if you do, mm-hmm. You can just send a one-time admin@davidhebner.tv email so Shanita can send you back a link so you can go underground with us.
Yeah, love to have you with us. It's really the highlight of my week.
Absolutely. And we got some more Last Evangelist hats. There's a Last Evangelist baby. Got the Last Evangelist hat coming up here. And we've got our Vax t-shirt. My vaccine is the blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit is my booster. Yeah. So, all right. Any last words before I let you go and we can head off the underground?
Just how very, very thankful we are for each and every one of you. You are prayed for and loved and valued and appreciated, and just know that God is not disappointed in you.
Absolutely. All right. We'll see you underground. Love you. Appreciate it. And I love you guys, and I appreciate you. I really do. If you could remember lastevangelist.com, we're just finishing up episode 3. And, well, here I am to tell you about it.
How can people be a participant and help you bring the Last Evangelist story to the public?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we set it up as the model like The Chosen, where you can go and donate. You can actually be the financier on it. You go to lastevangelist.com and you can donate. You can be an actor, you can be a producer, you can be, or just donate. Special thank you.
Hey, everybody. Episode 1 and 2 are finished. But we're now filming episode 3. Would you please help us finance this very important mission? Episode 3 deals with mind control and how government is taking over the church. You can call 844-806-0006, or you can go to lastevangelist.com, or you can text the word evangelist to 71777. You can watch episode 1 and 2 right now on David Hebener. TV. I love you all. Thank you so much. When you donate to this ministry, I can honestly tell you that we talk about things the church won't. I do my best. I do my best to get the word out, and so does Shanita. And anything that you can give that God lays on your heart would be appreciated. It keeps us going. It keeps this show going. It keeps us traveling to pray for people. And it's just much appreciated. DavidHebener.tv/give. Consider becoming a monthly partner. You can call 844-806-0006, or you can text the word CHOSEN to 91999.